Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Yeah, we just got to get going. Keep going. This division ain't close to being done. Obviously, there's two good teams behind us. We're going to play, you know, the Mets, obviously, a couple times, and we got to keep rolling. Can't really worry about the magic number or anything like that. That magic number's, you know, nothing to worry about when it's 9 or 10 games. So just got to keep going, keep grinding. Obviously, as a team, we got to stay healthy the best we can, but we still got to play games and play the game and got to get in.
The voice of Bryce Harper, as Bryce obviously is either not paying attention to this segment or
he
disagrees with the premise, because the magic number is our countdown, 1 o'clock every day. Welcome back, Midday Show. We'll get back to all your Eagles calls. But, Hugh, kind of an uneven weekend for the Phillies. They split in Miami, so they won Thursday, Friday, including a blowout Friday against the Eagles game. Saturday, not great. They lost. Nola didn't have it, just had a tough outing. Yesterday, I hope everyone just watched football yesterday.
I think we did.
Because you didn't miss anything. Seth Johnson came up and made his first start.
Yeah, he got a little ugly for him.
Yeah, after the first inning, I checked out. I was totally out of the game. I saw Stubbs pitched again. Is this
Oh my gosh, it's awful.
The fourth maybe appearance of Stubbs this year. I was just out yesterday. So the Phillies lose yesterday. So here is the magic number. It is now at 13. Bryce says it doesn't matter until we get to 10. I think it matters now. 13 is the number for the division, and now it's the Mets and the Braves tied at second place in this division. And then the number to clinch a first-round bye is 17. So 13 for the division, 17 for the first-round bye for the Phillies. Actually, I'm seeing something that it says 16, so it's either 16 or 17 for the first-round bye, but it's 13 for the NL East. What do you make of Bryce saying this division is far from over?
He's just trying to stay focused, stay in the moment.
I think so.
You know,
too.
That's what it is. He's just trying to stay focused, stay in the moment.
He can't tell the truth, which is.
Nah, he's just trying to stay in the moment.
The division's been over for a while. Now, what I'm starting to wonder is when this could happen. So the number is at 13 right now to win the NL East. They got three games this week against the Rays starting tonight. Let's say they get two out of these three. So that chops this thing down to 11, regardless of what the Mets and the Braves do. Now, Kyle, they play the Mets this weekend, then they go to Milwaukee, and then they play the Mets the next weekend. I'm thinking the end of next week, next weekend, feels like the time this could occur.
Yeah, and then we'll have Bryce on to do Jolly versus Giglio round three, but Bryce versus Giglio on Is the NL East Over? And we'll see where people come down on who won.
They'll disagree with me because it's Bryce, but the division is over. He's got to say it, and I'm glad they're keeping focused. Yesterday might go down as the most forgettable game they play this year.
Yeah,
I mean, do you think
tough.
Anyone watched against the first Sunday of football once they fell down, like whatever the score was, 6-0?
Nah, I doubt it.
I was totally
unless you're a
out.
Diehard.
Yeah, but what are you watching
no,
there?
There's, yeah, no, that's what like, you give up so? On.
Felt like they were watching football yesterday.
Yeah. Well, it's almost like Friday, like the reverse of Friday.
They where couldn't they went wait till up. The season started. Everybody had their fantasy football teams and whatnot. Yeah.
It's like Friday when they went up 7-0, and then the Eagles were on, and we're like, well, this game's over. Wheeler's on the mound. It's the Marlins. Like, we won.
Yeah, it was the kind of weekend where it's forgettable, right? There was a split against Miami. They did win 4 out of 6 on the road trip. They come home tonight, the Phillies and the Rays here in Philadelphia. All right, 215-592-9494. That's the number to hop in. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Talking Eagles. Anthony's phone is better now. He's on WIP. What's up, Anthony?
Yeah, you guys were my favorite show, man. Until you guys clam my cricket phone, man.
Oh, that was you. Bad. Yeah, Hugh,
my bad,
now.
Dog. Sometimes I get beside myself and do stuff like that. I apologize.
Man, I'm just listen. Jalen was what Jalen is. Sometimes he looked amateur and rookie and feeble, and other times he looked like a veteran, elite at the top of his game. The good thing about that, to take away from that, is anyone can suck. Anyone can stink. But not everyone can look like an elite veteran, and so we just need to push it more in the ladder. Mm-hmm. And I think Jalen can. Saquon, I've been known to say, I love Saquon, man. I always have from, like everyone says, from Penn State or whatever. But he was good with trash in front of him. Now he's got a team around him. And so, yeah. But, man, how about Zach Bond? That dude, I got to admit, I had no idea who he was ever. Had me looking up, I was shocked. And then I want to give some props to Skinny Batman. Because he was a very unsung hero. He got little props like everyone else did. But if he wasn't there, man, he converted on some huge passes and everything for us.
Yeah, Anthony, he's tough as nails. And Anthony, man, we preached the phone call. Devontae makes catches in traffic. He holds onto the football. He runs after the catch. And you've said this before because this team has so many weapons, right? When make the most of your opportunities when you get them.
Yeah.
They only targeted Devontae 8 times on Friday. He caught 7 of them, Hugh. That's pretty remarkable, like, efficiency when it comes to we don't have 15 targets for you, right? We have all these other guys we got to feed.
And you make them count.
And he made 7 out of 8 count.
And he made some clutch catches, man. It was one where he was double coverage. It was like a quick out or whatever, quick hook route or whatever they called it, whatever the receivers call those. And he turned around, and it was 2 defenders on him, and he caught it. Jalen put it only where he could catch it, and he caught it. And I was like, boy, that was a money play. I think it was caught for a first down, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, that was a money play.
So there were only 2 players in the league this weekend that had a better on that many targets, right? On 8 targets that caught a higher percentage than him. Only 2. Like when he got targeted on Friday night, Devontae made some big plays. And Anthony said he didn't even really know who Zach Bond was. I'm sure he wasn't the only Eagle fan who felt something similar. Like, what the linebackers we signed this offseason? What's his name? They signed him on the same day, or like the same couple days, they signed Saquon and Bryce Huff. And it was the least talked about signing maybe the Eagles have ever made early in free agency. Because the story the next day, Hugh, was they signed Saquon Barkley. And they gave a lot of money to Bryce Huff. They hope he could play and play a lot. And here's Zach Bond outplaying the $51 million guy he was, you know, in the shadow of.
They also got Devin White. As a linebacker who's obviously a way bigger name, and that's who everyone was excited about.
Accountability.
And where was he on Friday? He was in North America. And they were
he was being accountable back in North America.
It's amazing how when a guy is out, this is the NFL in a nutshell. One guy is out, other players at the same position play well. I forgot about Devin White until you mentioned him. Like, I know it was a big story last week. His name hasn't been in my head since kickoff on Friday because they got good play out of N'Kobe and they got good play out of Bond. Like, who? Devin White?
Yeah, so we ain't been trying to speculate on what really happened. Because that is kind of weird.
It's
you don't even make the trip. You don't even make the trip.
We talked about it on the pregame show Friday. Like, did he even make the trip? And it didn't seem like a serious ankle injury. You know, not one that we heard about. And it was like, nah, he's not coming to Brazil. All right.
His ankle bothering
him. We think we're going to see him on Monday against the Falcons? Would you say, not sure.
I mean,
that.
I hope not. Honestly,
why is that so funny to me?
Well, because it's a nice way of saying I don't think you know what you're talking about. I don't want to see him either. I mean, if he's healthy, I'd rather see obviously Bond. I mean, Bond can't come off the field and Nakobe.
It sounds like he lost his job in camp.
This is the question I have. You took all the reps. You took all of them. You took like every rep as a starter, and then all of a sudden you just move to obscurity, like right before the season starts. But you're getting paid. Like which is a plus.
Well,
it's
for
like
him,
you have a job.
Doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah. You have a job, which is like as a former player, you know, you look at that and you're like, well, at least you're working. Not playing, but at least you got a job.
At least you're employed. Yeah. Bruce in DC. What's up, Bruce?
All right, good afternoon, gentlemen. How's everybody going?
What's
Bruce,
going on?
What's
man?
Up,
everybody
buddy?
Doing? Man, I'm just so amped up about this game. And I mean, the good and the bad. You know, I'll start with the defense because I'm just so proud of the defense. I mean, they were like Hugh, you said it earlier. You know, it was a classic bend but not break defense. That's what we saw, and it just really surprised all of us. I tell you, Zach Brown, man, that guy's like he turned out to be. I hope that they maybe rework his contract and get him a full deal. I mean, we definitely need to keep him, but those guys. Between him and Mitchell, he's worth his weight in gold. And you know, this thing about the pass rush, I think that they just had some undeserved criticism, because I think that if you look at the edge rushers, Sweat,
Smith and Huff and Graham, yeah.
You all right there, Bruce?
Yeah. Well, Graham, yeah. Graham did pretty good, but their power rushes, and I think that they just struggled against the surface. So we'll just give those guys a couple of games, and I think that they'll work out because they did put pressure on them. They just couldn't close it, and they're playing against a really good quarterback.
He is good. So, now, I think that is certainly one of the things we can have in the back of our mind, Bruce. We appreciate it. I think I'm going to hold that thought until next Monday night. For everyone out there who wants to say Bryce Huff and the edge rushers, give them, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's
the grass
fair.
And the slippery surface. I think it's fair, but if we go to next Monday, and again, I watched a lot of that Falcons game yesterday. Kirk Cousins can't move right now. He's a statue because of the Achilles. Mm-hmm. If they don't get to Kirk Cousins next Monday, we have a problem. Like, we have an official problem. Now, maybe they're going to get 4 sacks next Monday night, and then we'll laugh about the Week 1 game because of the slippery surface, and they're fine.
Oh, yeah, the pressure's on, though.
Yeah, no.
The pressure's on.
It is on them. They got to deliver next Monday. 215-592-9494. Your phone call is coming up next on the Eagles. Biggest takeaway from the game, Saquon, Zach Bond, and Jalen Hurts, of course, his up-and-down game in a victory over the Green Bay Packers. Plus, we'll go around here. Our thoughts on Week 1 in the NFL as a whole, what the Cowboys did, and the Giants players are ready taking shots at their fans. Giants season is over. It's Week 1. We'll hit it all next. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Leo 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. As we react to an Eagles victory over the Packers, 34-29. 1-0 on the season. You know what? For the Friday night game allowed us to do, Hugh, not just enjoy the weekend, but we got to see the whole slate of week one yesterday because we didn't have a game. Eagles played on Friday. So we got to sit back and watch the rest of the league. So all right, let's go around here and kind of just go through some of the things that stood out to us, Hugh. First week of the season with the Eagles playing on Friday. Give me something that hit you yesterday.
What was it? I was watching that Browns-Dallas game. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady didn't have a whole lot to say.
Tom seemed unsure of when to talk yesterday.
Yeah, and he didn't talk unless he was absolutely teed up to talk. It was a lot of dead air. I'm not saying he was bad because I think – I don't know what the process is to get him ready for the broadcast, but it just seemed like there was a lot of dead air when he was during the broadcast. It was like he would talk, and then it would be an awkward amount of silence.
It was a lot, yeah.
It was more than usual, and I don't know if it was like that for anybody else. But that's something that stuck out to me yesterday. He wasn't talking a whole lot.
So two things on the Brady thing. I didn't think it was a great debut. I mean, I think he was awful. Like, I didn't want to turn the sound off because of him, but I didn't think it was a great debut either. Two things off what you said, Hugh. One, did you see the story a couple weeks ago that he's not allowed, because he's trying to buy a piece of the Raiders?
He's not allowed to come to games?
No, he's not allowed to do the go to certain practices before the game and the production meetings. You know how sometimes the coach will sit down and talk to the broadcasters and then
he can't go to those.
Yeah, and then the broadcaster will like subtly bring up points, but he won't say the coach said it, but you know that's where he got it from. I don't know if he has all that information, so maybe it's just like it's more dull, his analysis right now. So that stood out. The other thing is, they demoted Greg Olsen. Greg Olsen was the number one broadcaster last year. They played, you know, the color analyst alongside Kevin Burkhardt.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Olsen's better than Brady.
Yeah. Right now, he's more polished.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things, man. If you're going to hinder Tom Brady like that and not allow him to go to those meetings and everything, then you're doing us a disservice as fans.
Of course.
You know, I mean, if... And I'm not telling Tom what to do because, you know, he's in a position like hell. I'm not in a position to buy ownership stake in a squad. He is. There probably is a decision that needs to be made, whether or not you want to go in the booth or be an analyst or go hang out with Howie and those cats. Because, immediately, that was the first thing that stuck out to me because I was excited to see what he would have to say.
Me too.
With his – knowledge of the game and you know, because somebody said he was better than Romo. No, he wasn't.
No,
let me tell you.
No, I don't think so either.
Romo came in with a knowledge of offense that only offensive players have, and he brought you behind the curtain. Open the curtain up for you.
Yeah.
Romo opened the curtain up for you, and that's the reason why most of these cats talking about football like they talk about it, because he brought you into a part of the game that nobody really talked about. Olsen does the same thing.
Yeah, and I thought when Romo first started, he did something no one else really did, which was to guess the plays, and he did it well often. Now,
because he just walked off the field.
Yeah, and he brought something. Brady just was blah. Like, he's supposed to be Tom Brady. He'll get better, I'm sure. He'll probably work tirelessly at it, but I thought it was not a great debut for Tom Brady. Kyle, what stood out to you yesterday across the NFL?
So I know the Texans won. Anthony Richardson is a lot of fun to watch. And the Colts, I think, like, look out. I don't know if this is necessarily going to be the year, but, man, if Richardson can stay healthy all year long, that's going to be, one, a fun division to watch. But, like, his arm might be some of those passes he was making, like 65 yards in the air.
It's insane.
And, like, not even, like, stepping into it. He might have the biggest arm I've ever seen.
Kind of reminds me of, what was this, 2018, 2019 Josh Allen before he figured it all out. Like, you just see it. It's like, whoa.
Like a little raw, but you're like, wow.
Yeah, he can make a lot of plays. Yeah, that was a fun game, and they got close at the end, and the Texans beat them. I mean, look, there's a lot that stood out to me yesterday. Obviously, one of the big things, because it's in the division here, is the tire fire of the Giants that we knew they were going to be.
The tire fire.
But it's even worse. I mean, apparently Brian Daboll's being asked about Daniel Jones losing his job.
He is still the starter, by the way.
Okay, so that just bet against them next week. And listen, this was Dexter Lawrence after the game. Dexter Lawrence, Giants defensive lineman, I'm one of their few, you know, obviously good players. He was not happy they were getting booed yesterday at home as they lost to Sam Darnold and the Vikings.
You're on defense, not offense, but there was some fans did not seem very happy at a lot of points in this game. Could you hear that on the sideline?
Could I hear the fans?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they
however many fans there are?
Yeah, booing at home. Yeah, booing your team.
Could I hear them?
Yeah.
Can you get another question, please?
Do you pay? What do you make of that? What do you make of the boys?
I don't respect it, honestly. I get it. They want to see their team win. You know, it's just a rough patch. It just is what it is.
Rough patch. I think
that's rough patch. That's
how
you describe it.
Two winning seasons since 2011.
It's been an 11-year rough patch.
Rough patch. You know, if there's one thing to do, and that's not to do, or one thing you shouldn't do as a player, is challenge fans who are upset, Hugh. I mean, you live this. If fans are booing.
Yeah, you probably that's one battle you ain't gonna win.
No.
Because they're gonna start booing you just to boo you because they know they're living rent free in your head. Dog, your best bet would have just said, hey, man. It's a long season. We'll get better.
Beyond the whole, like, I don't respect it thing, did you catch what he did in the, like, before that? He's like, yeah, the amount of fans that were there.
Yeah.
Like, buddy.
Yeah, that was.
It's 1 week. You can't start fighting with your fans.
I mean,
dude.
That was ugly. I mean, they made Sam Darnold look like he could play. And Sam Darnold, we know, really can't play.
And, like, in New York, of all places, you're not winning that battle.
No, you're definitely not winning.
There's like 13 million people.
Well, I would hate to have to do radio in New York today.
Well, last year in week one, the Jets season ended with Rodgers. And this year in week one, the Giants
season.
They're
still alive for one more night.
They've got one more night. All right, this one stood out to me yesterday. Aside from the Brady stuff, that Brown-Cowboy game was a lot. Specifically.
Bit creepy.
I don't think we'll ever get luckier in Philadelphia than the Eagles obviously having some sort of interest, along with other teams, in Deshaun Watson at some point a few years ago.
And Russell Wilson, for
and
that
Russell
matter.
Wilson. And Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson, according to a lot of reports, didn't want to come to Philadelphia.
He did us a favor.
It's unbelievable. I mean, we can have our debate and conversation about Jalen and where he's at right now as a quarterback. He's at a level so far above whatever Russell Wilson is at this point, which is like half a backup on the Steelers. And then Deshaun Watson, he's fully cooked. Deshaun Watson yesterday... He had 15 passes. He had 10 passes over 15 yards.
As, as opposed to not being fully cooked, Joe.
He's burnt.
Like
he's
overcooked.
He's like burnt.
That dude is totally
charred. Smoke detector's going off in the kitchen. He's so bad.
No,
over.
The thing that stuck out to me with that was the level of, how can I say this? Like, not caring. About like, or it looked like he did. I don't know what he was thinking, but his facial expressions were just like, hey, okay.
Whatever.
You know what I mean? Hey, I get 70 million or something. Cleveland Brown fans were upset. Who was that guy you was telling me that he's a he does college basketball games?
Oh, John Fanta.
John Fanta had a rant and Spike tweeted it. And I admired it because in that rant, he was clearly upset. But he didn't use not nan one cuss word, which I thought was pretty impressive as a Browns fan when you look at the way that they were playing. He was real reserved, but you could tell that his feelings were hurt. They were extremely hurt.
Well, you know what probably hurts Browns fans' feelings more than anything else? They dumped Baker Mayfield for Deshaun Watson.
And he balled out yesterday.
Baker Mayfield has been way better than Deshaun Watson since they dumped him for Watson. Baker's just outplayed him by a lot. He went to the playoffs last year. He played well yesterday. There's a lot. All right, one last thing that I thought of watching the games yesterday. So when we were in here Saturday, Hugh with Howard, we were discussing how the first couple games, the new kickoff rule didn't really hit.
It didn't. Yeah,
it hit yesterday, though. There were more kickoffs yesterday. So we had a kick return for a touchdown. The Cardinals had a kick return for a touchdown. And I think yesterday, I'm trying to see if I can pull up the number here. So yesterday, there were 54 kicks returned.
Mm-hmm.
And last year in week one, there were only 32 combined. So it led to more returns yesterday, including a kickoff return in the Cardinals game against the Bills yesterday.
It's ugly, though.
It is weird looking.
I hate it.
But do you like that there's more kickoffs returned?
Well, that's what they were hoping for.
Yeah, less touchbacks.
It didn't, like...
But initially, that wasn't the case. Like it took the weekend for it to kind of get jumping,
yeah,
though.
Eagles game and Ravens game, there wasn't.
Yeah, they weren't trying to do all that.
I saw the numbers, though, but did it, like... Just before seeing the statistic of there being more kickoffs, did it feel to you like it was, like, did you notice an improvement in the amount of returns? I didn't.
I felt like there were more, but it didn't feel that exciting to me until the touchdown.
I was more jarred by how ugly it was. Like, there's something, like, beautiful and satisfying about the kickoff and everybody running down with the kicker.
And the wedge, like Ike Reese with his neck roll, like, smashing into people.
I love that.
Yeah, man, but that...
I don't like it.
I hear what they're saying. They're trying to keep people healthy, but yeah, that is something to be said about being running down on kickoff and de-cleating somebody.
Yeah. Those days are over now, though.
Yeah, they're definitely over.
Yeah. All right. Last thing, also, and Hugh, I don't know where we're at on this, but are we teetering towards Bryce Young being a total bust?
I don't know. He had a bad day.
No, dude, we can't teeter.
He's had a
bad diving in
career
dude
so far.
Dude stinks.
He's so bad.
He does not belong out there.
He had a bad day. Like, he had a bad day.
Bad day.
He had a bad day.
They've
Come
all
on,
been
man.
Bad days. Has there been a good day yet?
No. Like, I'm sitting here, and I'm like, if I'm Bryce Huff, knowing that the season just started.
Bryce Young.
Bryce Huff. And the season just started. And I had that kind of performance, Bryce Young. I would be probably sitting at home rethinking some things.
Mm.
Like, that's a tough way to go. Because at first you thought it was the coach.
We got a new coach.
And you got a new coach. And you start the season like that. That has to be a tough spot for that young man.
And what are the Panthers thinking watching CJ Stroud too?
Yeah, they were like, damn, we could have had that guy.
I mean, it could go. It's probably going to go down as an all-time draft mistake.
So bad.
I mean, they had a chance at a great young quarterback, and they took a bad young quarterback.
It looks like a child.
And you feel that. You know what I mean? You feel that, especially when you talk about what the Texans did yesterday and what you're doing. You feel that, and that's what I'm thinking about when I'm like, damn. He probably going home and watching the highlights, and his teammates are looking at him, and they're not saying it,
but they know.
They're thinking it.
Yeah,
they're
like,
thinking
this
it.
Guy can't play.
We should have got
the other guy. Yeah, he flashed. Or we found that rant that he was talking about, the one from John Fant. He's a college basketball announcer. He's a big Cleveland Browns fan. Listen to how sad Browns fans are these days with Deshaun Watson as their quarterback.
The only thing that's nice right now is the sun that's shining. It shouldn't be. That was utterly embarrassing, pathetic, disgraceful, shameful. You gave that guy under center $230 million, fully guaranteed. $230 million, fully guaranteed. He's not great. He's not good. He's not even average. Right now, I put him on par with Bryce Young or Daniel Jones. He can go stand in line with them. Rip the Band-Aid off before it's too late. Because the rest of that locker room knows it. Deshaun Watson's done. That first half against Dallas was an utter joke. I'm tired of hearing about rust. I'm tired of hearing excuses. I'm tired of hearing that the two-time NFL Coach of the Year, it's all his fault. Folks, he can't play.
Yeah, I feel
it
bad
ain't happening.
You know, I feel bad.
Except reality. I'm ticked.
He's definitely ticked.
That was a great... I'm ticked.
Yeah,
he can't,
like, he
play,
can't play
except reality.
Yeah, that was a lot, man.
That reminds me of me during the end of the Wentz era. I mean, it's except reality.
But
I
don't see you maintaining your poise like
no,
that.
No, I yell, wasn't I here. Yell.
Yeah, but he maintained his poise throughout that whole rant, which was commendable.
The glasses stayed on.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen other people not be able to handle
it.
And he didn't use not nairn cuss word.
No cuss words.
No cuss word at all, not nairn.
Do you feel bad? I feel bad for Browns fans. I mean,
yeah.
Why?
Well, because they can't get it right. No matter what they do, it's wrong. Every decision they make is wrong.
Yeah,
they draft Baker
that.
Mayfield. They dump Baker Mayfield. They get Deshaun Watson. He's terrible.
I don't feel bad for the Browns. I do feel bad for their fans.
They're fans.
Yeah,
they love football, and they'll never see a team win.
Yeah, and I'm from Ohio, and I've seen, like, I've had my friends call, and, you know, they wanted to come to the game here in Philly. Now they're like, eh. Like, how you say, Kyle?
That game is the biggest Lock Eagles win of the season. The Browns are a joke. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Gabe and Cherry Hill. What's up, Gabe?
Yo, what's going on, gentlemen? Good to talk
what's
to you.
What's up, Gabe?
Hey, Gabe. What's up, pal?
What's up? So I wanted to first share my excitement on the Brazil game. As you guys know, I've called in before. I'm Brazilian. First, I wanted to ask, did you guys ever try the caipirinha that I put you guys on before?
No, I never got a chance to have it. I wanted to. That was one of our favorite try days.
I didn't want it.
You didn't want it? Why?
No, I'm saying I just didn't want
it. Well, Hugh's afraid of new
things.
I'm afraid of new things.
I trust you. It'll be good. I have yet to have my victory caipirinha, so I'll have to have one this week. But it was really nice to see boys over there in Brazil and get to see the culture. And
wait a minute, not to cut you off, Gabe, but have we heard from Elliot? Is Elliot cool?
Elliot was on the on CBS the Sunday Morning News. Did you see
that? I saw that. But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Is Elliot back? Is Elliot, like, is he not in jail?
I was texting with him during the games yesterday.
Okay, so we don't know if he's not in jail yet.
Right, he could have smuggled a phone into prison. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if Elliot can survive in Brazilian prison. They're gonna stuff him with like feijoada and like pound of queijo. I mean, it might not be good for him over there. But hopefully he can make it back in one more time in one piece.
Yeah, I believe in him. Elliot will be back. He'll be good. So what'd you think of the game, Gabe?
It was great. I much like all the other Philadelphia fans, obviously panicked at the beginning, but once reality kind of set in and I was kind of just like be able to call myself and everything, you just, these guys did not play in the preseason, so there's obviously a lot of rust to shake off. And it was an interesting point that was brought. I think the afternoon show brought this debate up. These guys aren't the Sixers. Like, they don't necessarily have to prove themselves too much to me. Like, I have seen the team fire on all cylinders, and I think it's just more so just knock the rust off. Like, if Jalen's still performing that way in week three, then yeah, there's still questions, but I like what I see on paper first and foremost, and I liked what I saw on the field. Like, they were able to fight through despite all the rust, despite, you know, all the turnovers and the mishaps, and because it was some sloppy football on both sides of the field to start the game off. But mm-hmm. You know, the way that Nick said it at the end, it was an ugly win, and sometimes ugly wins are okay. And I feel like as a fan base, we find that hard to accept sometimes because we want kind of not necessarily perfection, but we want our team to kind of perform on all cylinders all the time. But it's hard to win in the NFL, man, especially in a new country and after, you know, a 10-hour flight, all that stuff. And these boys did it. Like, they stuck in through all four quarters. They came back to the W. They made my weekend amazing because I was able to finally go through, you know, Saturday and Sunday with an Eagles W. But I'm excited. I'm happy for the rest of the season. And hopefully I have confidence that they'll be able to turn it around because we have a competent coaching staff this time around.
Well, and you saw the difference. Again, man, we appreciate the phone call. Hugh, the coordinator difference, you could feel it right away. I mean, Kellen Moore with motion in his offense and scheming guys open. And then Vic Fangio, the numbers would tell you the defense was a problem. Like, they gave 414 yards, 7.1 a play. It was a lot. But they got an interception, which is a big, it was a mm-hmm. huge play in that game.
Opportunistic.
And red zone. The Packers were 1-4. If you go 1-4 in the red zone, you lose most
Bend,
of the time.
Bend but don't break.
Bend but don't break.
Gave up a lot of yards too on the ground, but still. That they played exactly how I thought they were going to play for the first one. I mean, it's still a work in progress, and they're going to get better. You know, we still talk about the pass rush. That was a non-factor in this mm-hmm. game. They're going to get better.
Yeah, I mean, if they can get their edge rushers to be, you know, to give a little pressure and they get Avante Maddox off the field, this defense could be.
I'm okay complaining about the pass rush in a winning effort.
Me too.
You know what I mean? It hits a little different when you complain about it and you get beat. Like, that's something different.
If you were trying to defend Huff today and they lost, you'd be in big trouble here.
No, I definitely wouldn't defend him. I'd go ahead and let feed him to the wolves. I'd just say, hey, you know, we still got a lot of football left to play and leave it like that.
Like, I agree with you. It doesn't feel sustainable, though.
The defense?
You can't win with your linebackers being the reason that you're getting pressure. You need to have pressure from the front four or we're not going to keep winning this way.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, and it's also not sustainable to allow that many explosive passing plays. Now, I think they could clean that up because they go on, because Quinyon looks like he could play. Slay, you know, is still competent, and they'll get either Rodgers or DeJean on the field soon. But as long as Avante's out there, they're going to attack him. He struggled a lot on Friday night. 215-592-9400. Let's hear from Sirianni. He was talking after the game about what our last caller, Gabe, brought up, about them fighting through it and finding a way to win a close game.
What I'm really proud about, Jeff, is it was sloppy. It was definitely sloppy. And both sides, there was things, you know, on both sides that looked like that was sloppy. But we were able, as a football team, to persevere through some dark moments, right? There was going to be some good stuff that happened in that game. There was going to be some bad stuff that happened in that game. And our guys just kept coming back. And I told those guys after the game, the dog mentality, the mental toughness, meaning the same thing, you know, having the same attitude, effort, and energy no matter what the circumstances, not only serves these guys well as football players, but it's going to serve them well in life because life's hard. And these guys are fought through some tough stuff. And I know we got tough guys and tough-minded guys. And so it's not going to look pretty. Week one, it rarely looks pretty.
Should have let that go a while ago.
A long time.
Talking about life is hard.
Yeah, but that's tough. Dog mentality.
Yeah, but it was like you could have probably stopped talking.
But he's a long talker. We
no,
know
he
this.
Is. He's a long talker. Dude, but it was the message hit home, though. The message was hit home.
The cuts in here are like 2.5 minutes. It's unbelievable.
No, because that like he's reflecting. He read a book. He's reflecting on the past, and he's happy that they went through this because, like I said the other day, like that was a good win because everything was on display that we needed to see and needed them to move past.
He just goes off on the most absurd tangents.
Yeah, but we needed to see that. No, it was great. It was great to see.
So I think he was trying to spin it different than last year because last year it became a negative thing the way they were winning and it became almost weighed on them and us as a fan base that they weren't impressing. I think he was trying to make it – he's trying to flip the script. Like last year was like – they won, but, and I think he's trying not to make it like that for his team again. And I appreciate that because it's only the first game. Now, I agree with Kyle, and I think a lot of people would agree with this. What they did Friday is not sustainable over next 16 games. Like, they can't turn the ball over that much and allow that many yards rushing. They got to be better. And if they're better, then we'll be fine here. Cowboy Jim, do we have to take this call?
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, the Eagles won, so I'll take the call. What's up, Jim?
Eagles, Schmeagles. If you guys didn't win the game, the Packers lost.
Oh. We're back to 2023 officially.
It's like exactly like you and the Browns, buddy.
Yeah,
Deshaun
Watson.
You went up against the worst or second worst quarterback in the world right now, Jim.
Dak threw like for 170 yards.
And all these excuses for the Browns. You know something? Shut up. Okay? People picked the Browns to win that game. Some of you, a lot of you there at WIP picked them to win. So don't sit here and tell me that, oh, they're terrible. After the game, tell me that they were terrible. How about if the Cowboys just had a great defense?
What have I done to deserve this?
They did play good defense.
Cowboys
though.
Defense is very good, Jim, but you have to admit Deshaun Watson is fully cooked.
He's horrible.
He stinks.
And and you know who wasn't rusty or sloppy? Dak, CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons.
Dak threw 170 yards, Jim. What are you talking about?
It wasn't a great day. It was okay.
I get to talk here. For the last 6 months,
he's trying to tell us who gets to talk.
Dropped him.
Mm-hmm.
You
see
dropped
you.
Me?
See you, Jim.
Oh, wow. That was, okay, that's what we're doing around these
You don't
parts.
Come on our show and tell us who gets to talk.
Hey, listen,
that was the last straw right there.
I hear you. I got you.
I think it'd be a fun bit if we take turns each week. One of us hangs up on Jim. Yeah, I do it once in a while. Kyle just zapped him.
Whose trigger finger gets itchy first?
I think it'd be a fun game.
Y'all ain't
I
right.
think the audience would really appreciate it, actually.
Y'all ain't right.
Pick up on Jim to hang up on Jim. All right, 215-592-9494.
That was cold.
It had to be done. Just because he gave you some bourbon doesn't mean it was cold.
No, I didn't say that. I'm just like,
the audience will never hang up on him.
I know.
Because he's going to be afraid that Jim won't give him bourbon anymore.
He was bought.
Unbelievable, dude.
I'm not bought.
You are bought.
He gave you bourbon and was delivered by someone that was nice to look at. And then since then, you know, you're not as harsh on Jim as you need to be. All right, 2-1.
That was cathartic, man.
It did feel good.
More often.
Especially after when the Cowboys win. It makes it feel better. 215-592-9494. We'll finish up on the phone lines. Reacting to an Eagles win. They're not the only winner in town, though. The Midday Show will pat themselves, yes, us, on the back next. And we have to discuss a potentially troubling situation that may be going down during the afternoon show today. That's next, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Oh, Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 as we react to an Eagles victory over the Packers, 34-29. 1-0 on the season. You know what, for the Friday night game, allowed us to do, Hugh? Not just enjoy the weekend, but we got to see the whole slate of week one yesterday because we didn't have a game. Eagles played on Friday. So we got to sit back and watch the rest of the league. So all right, let's go around here and kind of just go through some of the things that stood out to us, Hugh. First week of the season with the Eagles playing on Friday. Give me something that hit you yesterday.
What was it? I was watching that Browns Dallas game.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady didn't have a whole lot to say.
Tom seemed unsure of when to talk yesterday.
Yeah, and he didn't talk unless he was absolutely teed up to talk. It was a lot of dead air. I'm not saying he was bad because I don't know what the process is to get him ready for the broadcast, but it just seemed like there was a lot of dead air during the broadcast. It was like he would talk, and then it would be an awkward amount of silence.
It was a lot, yeah.
It was more than usual. And I don't know if it was like that for anybody else, but that's something that stuck out to me yesterday. He wasn't talking a whole lot.
So two things on the Brady thing. I didn't think it was a great debut. I mean, I think he was awful. Like, I didn't want to turn the sound off because of him, but I didn't think it was a great debut either. Two things off what you said, Hugh. One, did you see the story a couple weeks ago that he's not because he's trying to buy a piece of the Raiders?
He's not allowed to come to games?
No, he's not allowed to do the go to certain practices before the game and the production meetings. You know, you know how sometimes the coach will sit down and talk to the broadcasters and then
he can't go to those.
Yeah, and then the broadcaster will like subtly bring up points, but he won't say the coach said it, but you know that's where he got it from. I don't know if he has all that information, so maybe it's just like it's more dull, his analysis right now. So that stood out. The other thing is, they demoted Greg Olsen. Greg Olsen was the number one broadcaster last year. They play, you know, the color analyst alongside Kevin Burkhardt.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Olsen's better than Brady.
Yeah, right now he's more polished.
Yeah,
and it's one of those things, man. If you're going to hinder Tom Brady like that and not allow him to go to those meetings and everything, then you're doing us a disservice as fans.
Of course.
You know, I mean, if. And I'm not telling Tom what to do because, you know, he's in a position like hell. I'm not in a position to buy ownership stake in a squad. He is. There probably is a decision that needs to be made, whether or not you want to go in the booth or be an analyst or go hang out with Howie and those cats. Because, immediately, that was the first thing that stuck out to me because I was excited to see what he would have to say.
Me too.
With his knowledge of the game and you know, because somebody said he was better than Romo. No, he wasn't.
No,
let me tell you.
No, I don't think so either.
Romo came in with a knowledge of offense that only offensive players have, and he brought you behind the curtain. Open the curtain up for you.
Yeah.
Romo opened the curtain up for you, and that's the reason why most of these cats talking about football, like they talk about it, because he brought you into a part of the game that nobody really talked about. Olsen does the same thing.
Yeah, and I thought when Romo first started, he did something no one else really did, which was to guess the plays, and he did it well often. Now,
because he just walked off the field.
Yeah, and he brought something. Brady just was blah. Like, he's supposed to be Tom Brady. He'll get better, I'm sure. He'll probably work tirelessly at it, but I thought it was not a great debut for Tom Brady. Kyle, what stood out to you yesterday across the NFL?
So I know the Texans won. Anthony Richardson is a lot of fun to watch. And the Colts, I think, like, look out. I don't know if this is necessarily going to be the year, but, man, if Richardson can stay healthy all year long, that's going to be, one, a fun division to watch. But, like, his arm might be some of those passes he was making, like, 65 yards in the air.
It's insane.
And, like, not even, like, stepping into it. He might have the biggest arm I've ever seen.
Kind of reminds me of, what was this, 2018, 2019 Josh Allen before he figured it all out. Like, you just see it. It's like, whoa.
Like a little raw, but you're like, wow.
Yeah, he can make a lot of plays. Yeah, that was a fun game, and they got close at the end, and the Texans beat them. I mean, look, there's a lot that stood out to me yesterday. Obviously, one of the big things, because it's in the division here, is the tire fire of the Giants that we knew they were going to be. But it's even worse. I mean, apparently Brian Daboll's being asked about Daniel Jones losing his job.
He is still the starter, by the way.
Okay, so that just bet against them next week. And listen, this was Dexter Lawrence after the game. Dexter Lawrence, Giants defensive lineman. I'm one of their few, you know, obviously good players. He was not happy they were getting booed yesterday at home as they lost to Sam Darnold and the Vikings.
You're on defense, not offense, but there was some fans did not seem very happy at a lot of points in this game. Could you hear that on the sideline?
Could I hear the fans?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they
however many fans there are.
Yeah, booing at home. Yeah, booing your team.
Could I hear them?
Yeah.
Can you get another question, please?
Do you pay? What do you make of that? What do you make of the boys?
I don't respect it, honestly. I get it. They want to see their team win. You know, it's just a rough patch. It just is what it is.
Rough patch.
I think they've had two
winning seasons since 2011.
It's been an 11-year rough patch.
Rough patch. You know, if there's one thing to do, and that's not to do, or one thing you shouldn't do as a player, is challenge fans who are upset, Hugh. I mean, you live this. If fans are booing.
Yeah, you probably, that's one battle you ain't going to win.
No. Because
they're going to start booing you just to boo you because they know they're living rent-free in your head. Dog, your best bet would have just said, hey, man. It's a long season. We'll get better.
Beyond the whole, like, I don't respect it thing, did you catch what he did in before that? He's like, yeah, the amount of fans that were there.
Yeah.
Like, buddy.
Yeah, that was.
It's 1 week. You can't start fighting with your fans.
I mean,
dude,
that was ugly. I mean, they made Sam Darnold look like he could play. And Sam Darnold, we know, really can't play.
And, like, in New York, of all places, you're not winning that battle.
No,
you're definitely not winning.
There's like 13 million people.
Well, I would hate to have to do radio in New York today.
Well, last year in week one, the Jets season ended with Rodgers. And this year in week one, the Giants
season. They're still alive for one more night.
They've got one more night. All right, this one stood out to me yesterday. Aside from the Brady stuff, that Brown-Cowboy game was a lot. Specifically,
a bit creepy.
I don't think we'll ever get luckier in Philadelphia than the Eagles obviously having some sort of interest, along with other teams, in Deshaun Watson at some point a few years ago.
And Russell Wilson, for
and
that
Russell
matter.
Wilson. And Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson, according to a lot of reports, didn't want to come to Philadelphia.
He did us a favor.
It's unbelievable. I mean, we can have our debate and conversation about Jalen and where he's at right now as a quarterback. He's at a level so far above whatever Russell Wilson is at this point, which is like half a backup on the Steelers. And then Deshaun Watson, he's fully cooked. Deshaun Watson yesterday... He had 15 passes. He had 10 passes over 15 yards.
And as opposed to not being fully cooked, Joe.
He's burnt.
Like
he's
overcooked.
He's burnt.
That dude is totally
charred. The smoke detector's going off in the kitchen. He's so bad. No, it's over.
The thing that stuck out to me with that was the level of, how can I say this? Like, not caring. About what, like, or it looked like he did. I don't know what he was thinking, but his facial expressions were just like, hey, okay.
Whatever.
You know what I mean? Hey, I get $70 million or something. Cleveland Brown fans were upset. Who was that guy you was telling me that he's a he does college basketball games?
Oh, John Fanta.
John Fanta had a rant and Spike tweeted it. And I admired it because in that rant, he was clearly upset. But he didn't use one cuss word, which I thought was pretty impressive as a Browns fan when you look at the way that they were playing. He was real reserved, but you could tell that his feelings were hurt. They were extremely hurt.
Well, you know what probably hurts Browns fans' feelings more than anything else? They dumped Baker Mayfield for Deshaun Watson.
And he balled out yesterday.
Baker Mayfield has been way better than Deshaun Watson since they dumped him for Watson. Baker's just outplayed him by a lot. He went to the playoffs last year. He played well yesterday. There's a lot. All right, one last thing that I thought of watching the games yesterday. So when we were in here Saturday, Hewitt Howard, we were discussing how the first couple games, the new kickoff rule didn't really hit.
It didn't. Yeah,
it hit yesterday, though. There were more kickoffs yesterday. So we had a kick return for a touchdown. The Cardinals had a kick return for a touchdown. And I think yesterday, I'm trying to see if I can pull up the number here. Yesterday, there were 54 kicks returned.
Mm-hmm.
And last year in week one, there were only 32 combined. So it led to more returns yesterday, including a kickoff return in the Cardinals game against the Bills yesterday.
It's ugly, though.
It is weird looking.
I hate it.
But do you like that there's more kickoffs returned?
Well, that's what they were hoping for.
Yeah, less touchbacks.
It didn't, like...
But initially, that wasn't the case. Like it took the weekend for it to kind of get jumping,
yeah,
though.
Eagles game and Ravens game, there wasn't.
Yeah, they weren't trying to do all that.
I saw the numbers, though, but did it, like... Just before seeing the statistic of there being more kickoffs, did it feel to you like it was, like, did you notice an improvement in the amount of returns? I didn't.
I felt like there were more, but it didn't feel that exciting to me until the touchdown.
I was more jarred by how ugly it was. Like, there's something, like, beautiful and satisfying about the kickoff and everybody running down with the kicker.
And the wedge, like Ike Reese with his neck roll, smashing into people.
I love that.
Yeah, man, but that...
I don't like it.
I hear what they're saying. They're trying to keep people healthy, but yeah, that is something to be said about being running down on kickoff and de-cleating somebody.
Yeah. Those days are over now, though.
Yeah, they're definitely over.
Yeah, all right. Last thing, also, and Hugh, I don't know where we're at on this, but are we teetering towards Bryce Young being a total bust?
I don't know. He had a bad day.
No, dude, we can't teeter.
He's had a
We're
bad
diving in.
Career
dude
so far.
Dude stinks.
He's so bad.
He does not belong out there.
He had a bad day. Like, he had a bad day.
Bad day.
He had a bad
They've
day.
All on, been man. Bad days. Has there been a good day yet?
No. Like, I'm sitting here, and I'm like, if I'm Bryce Huff, knowing that the season just started.
Bryce Young.
Bryce Huff. Yeah. And the season just started. And I had that kind of performance, Bryce Young. I would be probably sitting at home rethinking some things.
Hmm.
Like that's a tough way to go, because at first you thought it was the coach.
We got a new coach.
And you got a new coach. And you start the season like that. That has to be a tough spot for that young man.
And what are the Panthers thinking watching CJ Stroud too?
Yeah, they were like, damn, we could have had that guy.
I mean, it could go. It's probably going to go down as an all-time draft mistake.
So bad.
I mean, they had a chance at a great young quarterback, and they took a bad young quarterback.
Looks like a child.
And you feel that. You know what I mean? You feel that, especially when you talk about how what the Texans did yesterday and what you're doing. You feel that. And that's what I'm thinking about when I'm like, damn, he probably going home and watching the highlights. Mm. And his teammates are looking at him, and they're not saying it,
but, they
but they're thinking
yeah,
it. They're like, thinking
this
it.
Guy can't play.
Damn, we should have got the
other guy. Yeah, he flat six. Or we found that rant that he was talking about, the one from John Fant. He's a college basketball announcer. He's a big Cleveland Browns fan. Listen to how sad Browns fans are these days with Deshaun Watson as their quarterback.
The only thing that's nice right now is the sun that's shining. It shouldn't be. That was utterly embarrassing, pathetic, disgraceful, shameful. You gave that guy under center $230 million fully guaranteed. $230 million fully guaranteed. He's not great. He's not good. He's not even average. Right now, I put him on par with Bryce Young or Daniel Jones. He can go stand in line with them. Rip the Band-Aid off before it's too late, because the rest of that locker room knows it. Deshaun Watson's done. That first half against Dallas was an utter joke. I'm tired of hearing about rust. I'm tired of hearing excuses. I'm tired of hearing that the two-time NFL Coach of the Year, it's all his fault. Folks, he can't play.
Yeah, I feel
it
bad.
Ain't happening.
You know, I feel bad.
Except reality. I'm ticked.
He's definitely ticked.
That was a great... I'm ticked.
Yeah,
he can't,
like, he
play.
Can't play.
Except reality.
Yeah, that was a lot, man.
That reminds me of me during the end of the Wentz era. I mean, it's except reality.
But
I
don't see you maintaining your poise like
no,
that.
No, I yell, wasn't I yell.
Yeah, but he maintained his poise throughout that whole rant, which was commendable.
The glasses stayed on.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen other people not be able to handle
it.
And he didn't use not nairn cuss word.
No cuss words.
No cuss word at all. Not nairn.
Do you feel bad? I feel bad for Browns fans. I mean,
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because they can't get it right. No matter what they do, it's wrong. Every decision they make is wrong.
Yeah,
they draft
like
Baker
that.
Mayfield. They dump Baker Mayfield. They get Deshaun Watson. He's terrible.
I don't feel bad for the Browns. I do feel bad for their fans.
They're fans.
Yeah,
yeah they love football,
fans.
And they'll never see a team win.
Yeah, I'm from Ohio, and I've seen, like, I've had my friends call, and, you know, they wanted to come to the game here in Philly. Now they're like, how you say, Kyle?
That game is the biggest Lock Eagles win of the season. The Browns are a joke. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Gabe and Cherry Hill. What's up, Gabe?
Yo, what's going on, gentlemen? Good to talk
what's
to you.
Up, Gabe?
Hey, Gabe. What's up, pal?
What's up? So I wanted to first share my excitement on the Brazil game. As you guys know, I've called in before. I'm Brazilian. First, I wanted to ask, did you guys ever try the caipirinha that I put you guys on before?
No, I never got a chance to have it. I wanted to. That was one of our favorite try day.
I didn't want it.
You didn't want it? Why?
I'm saying I just didn't want
it. Well, Hugh's afraid of new
things.
I'm afraid of new things.
I trust you. It'll be good. I have yet to have my victory caipirinha, so I'll have to have one this week. But it was really nice to see boys over there in Brazil and get to see the culture. And
wait a minute, not to cut you off, Gabe, but have we heard from Elliot? Is Elliot cool?
Elliot was on on CBS the Sunday Morning News. Did you see
that? I saw that. But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Is Elliot back? Is Elliot, like, is he not in jail?
I was texting with him during the games yesterday.
Okay, so we don't know if he's not in jail yet.
Right, he could have smuggled a phone into prison. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know
if Elliot can survive in Brazilian prison. They're gonna stuff him with, like, feijoada and, like, found the kids. I mean, it might not be good for him over there. But hopefully he can make it back in one more time in one piece.
Yeah, I believe in him. Elliot will be back. He'll be good. So what'd you think of the game, Gabe?
It was great. I much like all the other Philadelphia fans, obviously panicked at the beginning. But once reality kind of set in and I was kind of just like be able to call myself and everything, these guys did not play in the preseason. So there's obviously a lot of rust to shake off. And it was an interesting point that was brought. I think the afternoon show brought this debate up. These guys aren't the Sixers. Like, they don't necessarily have to prove themselves too much to me. Like, I have seen the team fire on all cylinders, and I think it's just more so just knock the rust off. Like, if Jalen's still performing that way in week three, then yeah, there's still questions. But I like what I see on paper first and foremost. And I liked what I saw on the field. Like, they were able to fight through despite all the rust, despite, you know, all the turnovers and the mishaps. And because it was some sloppy football on both sides of the field to start the game off. But, you know, the way that Nick said it at the end, it was an ugly win. And sometimes ugly wins are okay. And I feel like as a fan base, we find that hard to accept sometimes because we want kind of not necessarily perfection, but we want our team to kind of perform on all cylinders all the time. But it's hard to win in the NFL, man, especially in a new country and after, you know, a 10-hour flight, all that stuff. And these boys did it. Like, they stuck in through all four quarters. They came back with a W. They made my weekend amazing because I was able to finally go through, you know, Saturday and Sunday with an Eagles W. But I'm excited. I'm happy for the rest of the season. And hopefully I have confidence that they'll be able to turn it around because we have a competent coaching staff this time around.
Well, and you saw the difference. Again, man, we appreciate the phone call. Hugh, the coordinator difference, you could feel it right away. I mean, Kellen Moore with motion in his offense and scheming guys open. And then Vic Fangio, the numbers would tell you the defense was a problem. Like, they gave 414 yards, yeah. 7.1 a play. It was a lot. But they got an interception, which was a mm-hmm. huge play in that game.
Opportunistic.
And red zone. The Packers were 1-4. If you go 1-4 in the red zone, you lose most
Bend,
of the time.
Bend but don't break.
Bend but don't break.
Gave up a lot of yards, too, on the ground, but still. That they played exactly how I thought they were going to play for the first one. I mean, it's still a work in progress, and they're going to get better. You know, we still talk about the pass rush. That was a non-factor in this mm-hmm. game. They're going to get better.
Yeah, I mean, if they can get their edge rushers to be, you know, to give a little pressure, and they get Avante Maddox off the field, this defense could be.
I'm okay complaining about the pass rush in a winning effort.
Me too.
You know what I mean? It hits a little different when you complain about it and you get beat. Like, that's something different.
If you were trying to defend Huff today and they lost, you'd be in big trouble here.
No, I definitely wouldn't defend him. I'd go ahead and let, like, he feed him to the wolves. I'd just say, hey, you know, we still got a lot of football left to play and leave it like that.
Like, I agree with you. It doesn't feel sustainable, though.
The defense?
You can't win with your linebackers being the reason that you're getting pressure. You need to have pressure from the front four, or we're not going to keep winning this way.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, and it's also not sustainable to allow that many explosive passing plays. Now, I think they could clean that up because they go on, because Quinyon looks like he could play. Slay, you know, is still competent, and they'll get either Rodgers or DeJean on the field soon. But as long as Avante's out there, they're going to attack him. He struggled a lot on Friday night. 215-592-9400. Let's hear from Sirianni. He was talking after the game about what our last caller, Gabe, brought up about them fighting through it and finding a way to win a close game.
What I'm really proud about, Jeff, is it was sloppy. It was definitely sloppy. And both sides, there was things, you know, on both sides that looked like that was sloppy. But we were able, as a football team, to persevere through some dark moments, right? There was going to be some good stuff that happened in that game. There was going to be some bad stuff that happened in that game. And our guys just kept coming back. And I told those guys after the game, the dog mentality, the mental toughness, meaning the same thing, you know, having the same attitude, effort, and energy no matter what the circumstances, not only serves these guys well as football players, but it's going to serve them well in life because life's hard. And these guys are fought through some tough stuff. And I know we got tough guys and tough-minded guys. And so it's not going to look pretty. Week one, it rarely looks pretty.
Should have let that go a while ago.
The long talking?
Talking about life is hard.
Yeah, but that's tough. Dog mentality.
Yeah, but it was like you could have probably stopped talking.
But he's a long talker.
He's a long talker. Dude, but the message hit home, though. The message was hit home.
The cuts in here are like 2.5 minutes. It's unbelievable.
No, because like he's reflecting. He read a book. He's reflecting on the past, and he's happy that they went through this because, like I said the other day, like, that was a good win because everything was on display that we needed to see and needed them to move past.
He just goes off on the most absurd tangents.
Yeah, but we needed to see that. No, it was great. It was great to see.
So I think he was trying to spin it different than last year because last year it became a negative thing the way they were winning and it became almost weighed on them and us as a fan base that they weren't impressing. I think he was trying to make it – he's trying to flip the script. Like last year was like – they won, but – and I think he's trying not to make it like that for his team again. And I appreciate that because it's only the first game. Now – I agree with Kyle, and I think a lot of people would agree with this. What they did Friday is not sustainable over next 16 games. Like, they can't turn the ball over that much and allow that many yards rushing. They got to be better. And if they're better, then we'll be fine here. Cowboy Jim, do we have to take this call?
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, the Eagles won, so I'll take the call. What's up, Jim?
Eagles, Schmeagles. If you guys didn't win the game, the Packers lost.
Oh. We're back to 2023 officially.
Just like exactly like you and the Browns, buddy.
Yeah,
Deshaun
Watson.
You went up against the worst or second worst quarterback in the world right now, Jim.
Dak threw like for 170 yards.
And all these excuses for the Browns. You know something? Shut up, okay? People picked the Browns to win that game. A lot of you there at WIP picked them to win.
So don't sit here and tell me that, oh, they're terrible. After the game, tell me that they were terrible. How about if the Cowboys just had a great defense?
What have I done to deserve this?
They did play good defense.
Cowboys defense is very good, Jim, but you have to admit Deshaun Watson is fully cooked.
He's horrible.
He stinks.
And you know who wasn't rusty or sloppy? Dak, CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons.
Dak threw 170 yards, Jim. What are you talking about?
It wasn't a great day. It was okay.
I get to talk here. For the last 6 months.
He's trying to tell us who gets to talk.
Dropped him.
Mm-hmm.
You see dropped him?
See you, Jim.
Oh, wow. That was, okay, that's what we're doing around these
You don't
parts.
Come on our show and tell us who gets to talk.
Hey, listen,
that was the last straw right there.
I hear you. I got you.
I think it'd be a fun bit if we take turns each week. One of us hangs up on Jim. Yeah, I do it once in a while. Kyle just zapped him.
Whose trigger finger gets itchy first?
I think it'd be a fun game.
Y'all ain't right.
I think the audience would really appreciate it, actually.
Y'all ain't right.
Pick up on Jim to hang up on Jim. All right, 215-592-9494.
That was cold.
Because he gave you some bourbon doesn't mean it was cold.
No, I didn't say that. I'm just
like,
yeah,
you know what? The audience will never hang up on him.
I know.
Because he's going to be afraid that Jim won't give him bourbon anymore.
He was bought.
Unbelievable, dude.
I'm not bought.
You are bought.
He gave you bourbon and was delivered by someone that was nice to look at. And then since then, you know, you're not as harsh on Jim as you need to be. All right, 2-1.
That was cathartic, man.
It did feel good.
More often.
Especially after when the Cowboys win. It makes it feel better. 215-592-9494. We'll finish up on the phone lines. Reacting to an Eagles win. They're not the only winner in town, though. The Midday Show will pat themselves, yes, us, on the back next. And we have to discuss a potentially troubling situation that may be going down during the afternoon show today. That's next, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.